Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, 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 happy freaking Saturday, champion. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Success. Let's talk a little bonus podcast today, talking about success. Remember, success without fulfillment is failure. We always start with that. Secondly, success is not in what you do. Success is in how you do it. Doesn't matter if you're an engineer, you're a painter, you're a lawyer, doctor, carpenter, doesn't matter. Online marketer, podcaster, speaker. None of that matters in what you choose to do. What matters is how you do it. And that is the topic of today's Everyday Saturday podcast. My name's Sam Crowley. For all the new listeners all around the world, and I know you're out there, man, so many new listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm the corporate slave that gave the boss the middle finger on May 6, 2005, 14 years ago. Lost everything, went bankrupt, mocked, ridiculed, made fun of, the laughing stock of the planet. Nobody, nobody was a bigger loser than me. Here I am, still podcasting. Launched Every Day is Saturday because my daughter used to ask me, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? I'd say no as I was getting balder and fatter. Every day is Monday right now, honey, but sometime soon I'm going to go for my dream and it's going to be great. Well, I went bankrupt, but, you know, everything kind of worked out okay. Got a couple speaking gigs, made a couple bucks. Now I coach people, would love to coach you. Go to launchwithsam.com, launchwithsam.com. Get on my calendar so I can call you from my cell phone and we can chat, all right? I really do. I call everybody. So here's the deal. I've shared this story a couple of times, so the real diehard podcast listeners are going to know this story, or maybe not, but it's been a few years since I talked about making my palate dance. So I'm in Atlanta. Dateline 2005. I went to a personal development event in Atlanta, and I went out to dinner in the hotel, the Sheraton, downtown Atlanta. Very nice hotel. And I didn't have two nickels to rub together. Why the hell was I eating dinner at the Sheraton in Atlanta? I should have been at a Chuck E. Cheese or McDonald's or something, or all you can eat Golden Corral. I have no idea what I was doing in the restaurant at the Sheraton. I had no business being there. But anywho, I was talking to the waiter, young kid, college kid, probably in his 20s, and great attitude, man. I knew the minute this dude came over to our table that he was going to be a really great waiter. Because you've had bad waiters, bad waitresses, right? Just like you have bad anything when you're out and about. And when you have a bad waiter or a bad waitress, bad server. Hey, look, I used to be a bartender, so I can crack on the food and beverage business all the time. I used to be the bartender. Now, if you listen to the show, you know, I had a hell of a lot of fun behind the bar, man. I was 21, 22 years old bartending. Oh, my God, did I have a great time. But every job, every time has a season. And my season, I was probably the Willie Mays of bartending, and I don't mean that I was great. I mean, Willie Mays, we knew his career was over when he was hobbling in center field and couldn't chase down a ball anymore. I think he literally tripped over his own 2 feet. One of the greatest, man. To say, hey, kid, Willie Mays, it's sad. Well, that was me. I was kind of hobbling into the job. I was done, dead, burnout, tired of working until 4 o'clock in the morning, and I just got this corporate gig. Ironically enough, the one I kept for 15 years, and I ended up quitting. But it was 1990. I'm like, yeah, that summer of 1990 was amazing in Buffalo, New York. And there is a podcast coming, by the way. But can you imagine being 22 and single, living in North Buffalo on Linden Avenue? My rent was $133 a month because I split rent with two other girls, strictly platonic, and it was $400 a month, so we split it three ways. Not only did we split the rent three ways, let me ask everybody who's ever had an apartment that you shared with other people, what else did we split? The cable bill, the phone bill. Yes, all you millennials, there really was a phone that was plugged into the wall, and you had to call your mom and dad and loved ones after 11 o'clock during the week or between 11 p.m. and Sunday. On Friday to Sunday, you would get the night and weekend rates from Ma Bell. Boy, is that old. Remember that, guys, when you have to call on late at night or on the weekends to get the nightly rate? Anywho, that was my rent, $133 a month, and I lived with two girls, and I was working as a bartender, and let me tell you, I loved it, but that was a great summer, and it was over. I finally got a real life and a real job, and it was over. But back to that restaurant in Atlanta at the Sheraton, this kid comes over, and I don't ever ask this question because I wouldn't know good soup from bad soup. I have no idea anything about soup. So I go, hey, how's the soup? Because I was with the mixed company, and I didn't know what to ask. Instead of asking, hey, you got anything cheaper than, you know, a $15 salad? I didn't think that would probably be a good thing to ask. I said, hey, how's the soup? He goes, oh, our soup is the French onion. It will make your palates dance. I'm like, damn. First of all, I got a follow-up question to that, my friend. If we're going to play big league, real quick, what are palates? I guess they're the taste buds. I could very easily Google this. So, you know, look, I'm guessing it's your taste buds or something along those lines. When he said it'll make my palates dance, I was like, giddy up, son. Give me some of that. He goes, would you like a cup or a bowl? I'm like, well, based on your description, give me the bowl. Now, there's an individual right then and there that was successful because of how they did their job, not because of what they did. He was just a waiter in a very slow restaurant that night at the Sheraton in Atlanta, and he had no business being that excited, but he was, and he upsold me not only to buy soup but to buy a bowl of soup. So all of a sudden, I'm out 10 bucks that I wasn't planning on spending. He was a great kid, man. Great server, great attitude. Whoever that kid is, I'm sure he's running a company somewhere right now. And the moral of this story is, no matter what you choose to do, that's not where success lies. That is not where success lies. Don't pick a career or profession or as an entrepreneur, pick a business because of what other people are going to think. That's the worst reason to do it. Do it, and then once you decide on what it is, the path that you're going to go down, then choose how you're going to do it. I choose to do my podcast in a car every day like a caveman without any description of the show, no promotion, no nothing. Because I train speakers, trainers, seminar leaders, and messengers. I train messengers. And if I had this fancy studio with all these bells and whistles, nobody could relate to me. Instead, somehow get 15 million downloads in over 100 countries doing it into a smartphone. I'm talking into my iPhone right now. And you're listening to this. I got a Shure MV88 mic that plugs into it. That's all I got. I throw it up on my site. iTunes gets it. Spotify gets it. Google Play, Stitcher, all these different places. Land coaching clients, sell products. You know what the most important thing is? I get freedom to raise a family, man. I get to be a dad. I'm going to the Jonas Brothers concert. Did I tell you that earlier on the podcast? I'm a sucker for you. So I'll be there at US Bank Arena tonight with my three older daughters, 18, 15, 13. We're having a great time, man, making memories. I podcast so I can make memories. I don't podcast so I can make money. The money always comes because you add value. Because I chose what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a speaker. Great. I don't speak on stage all that often. It's not like I'm on a different stage every weekend. But I podcast every day, and I train other speakers, trainers, seminar leaders, and what I say, messengers, on how to really monetize what they love to do. That's all. That's all I do. Why do I do it? So I can be a dad. That's it. It's the only reason I do it, so I can be a dad, so I can make memories. Not to make money, so I can make memories. So pick something. You know what it is you want to do. You know what it is. You know, you've got an idea what it is you want to do. And then once you do it, be the best at it. That's all. And be you, man. Don't be somebody else. Be you, be you, be you, be you, be you. Man, oh man, I used to live in a self-imposed prison most of my life trying to be somebody else so I could please everybody else. It was an epic failure. You want to talk about what losing looks like? Trying to be somebody that you're not just because you want to please other people, man. That is such a freaking disastrous way to live your life. So listen to me. Listen to your boy, Sammy. Number one, if you haven't got on my calendar, get on it. I want to call you, launchwithsam.com. Number two, pick something, and it isn't what you do. It is how you do it. All right? Signing off, Joe Bros Forever. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.